Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chavav Mabez. We're holding on Chavav Mabez, four lines from the top, by the words Amar Rav. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Asur la'adam lishin b'yoyim yoyisim mishen asasos. Because of bittul Torah, a person shouldn't take a nap during the day for the amount of time that's more than Shein HaSasos. V'kam Shein HaSasos, how much is this Shein HaSasos? Says the Gemara Shis and Nishme, which the Bir Halacha and Simon Dalid, he brings down different shitas, if it's maybe 3 hours, maybe it's half an hour, maybe it's 3 minutes. The Maisa, therefore, he says a Baal Nefesh who's able to should be Machmer, not even 3 minutes. But whatever, it's all telling on whatever a person can do. If the person takes a nap during the day, it's going to allow him to stay up later at night, so then perhaps it's worth it. Says the Gemara Amar Abaye, Shinsei Demar Kederav, that the sleep of my Rebbe, of Rabbo, that was like the sleep of Rav. Uderav Kederebbe, and the sleep of Rav was like the sleep of Rebbe. Uderebbe Kedavid, and the sleep of Rebbe was like the sleep of David HaMelech. Udedavid Kedesusia, and the sleep of David HaMelech was like the sleep of a horse. Udesusia Shisa Nishmei, like we said before, and that the sleep of a horse is this amount of Shisa Nishmei. Says the Gemara Vayter, Abaye Havanayim Kedemayo Mipumpadisa Lebekuve. He would sleep this amount, which apparently Rabbi Yosef felt was a very long amount, and therefore Kariyale Rabbi Yosef and Masay Atzil Tishkav Masay Tokum Mishnascha. That how long is the lazy one going to sleep? When are you going to just wake up from your sleep already? Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Anichnas Lishin B'yoyim, if a person wants to take a nap during the day, Ratza Chayleitz, Ratza Maniach. If he wants, he could take off his tefillin. If he wants, he could keep it on. A nap is fine with tefillin. But Laila Chayleitz Ve'en Maniach. However, a nighttime nap, that you have to take it off, a person's not allowed to keep his tefillin on, Divi Rab Nassan. That's Rab Nassan Shita, that by the day you could take a nap, but at night we're Chayshish, that maybe it will lead into much longer than just a nap. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Rabbi Yaisi says another halacha with regards to sleeping in tefillin, that hayaladim la'ilim choltzin ve'enan menichin, that right now the Gemara assumes means that young bachrim, so they should always take off their tefillin, they should never leave it on, bebnei sheregilin betuma, even during a daytime nap, they should take off their tefillin, because they're ragel betuma, they could become a balkari. Le'emeksavar Rabbi Yaisi balkari asr laniach tefillin, so it would seem from here that Rabbi Yaisi holds that the balkari is asr to wear tefillin, and to that the Gemara says, and no, you misunderstood Rabbi Yaisi. Amar Abaye, here we're not talking about bachrim, we're not talking about becoming a balkari, rather, bi'ladim v'nishay sehen imahin askinan. We're talking about a young Avreich taking a nap with his wife. And the problem is, the reason why he shouldn't take a nap wearing his tefillin even during the day is because Shemi Yavayu Lidei Harigol Davar. Because maybe he'll come to Tashra Shemita, which that he definitely should not be doing in his tefillin. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, very strange case. Shachach v'shimesh mitasli b'tfilin. A person, he forgot that he was wearing his tefillin, and he had tashma shamita. So now the question is, what should he do? Says the Braisa, Eino eiche is lei b'ritzua v'lei b'ketzitza. He shouldn't touch the ritzuais or the batim, or the boxes of the tefillin, ad sheyito yadav yitlam, until he first washes his hands, and then he should take off his tefillin. And the reason for this is b'nei shayadayim askan yaisein. Because a person's hands move around, they might have touched that body part and gotten dirty, and therefore, you shouldn't touch them without first washing his hands. Says the Mishnah, Maisa v'haviu leil Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litoy mesatavshil. There was once a story where they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a sample of the food, Rabbi Gamliel shteikai savayis udli shamayim, and they brought Rabbi Gamliel 2 dates and a pail of water, v'amru, and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, even though these were just snacks, they said, halum l'sukkah, bring it up to the sukkah, we want to eat it inside the sukkah. On the contrast, when they gave food that was less than the beitza to Reb Tzaddik, so being that it was a snack, there was 3 things that Reb Tzaddik did with that. First of all, not lebemapa, he didn't wash his hands. Instead, his hands were dirty now, so he put it into a cloth when he ate from it. Va'achli chutz l'sukkah, he didn't go into the sukkah. It was a snack, so he ate it outside the sukkah. V'loy birach achrav, he also didn't make berachas amazon, being that it was less than the kebeitza. Says the Gemara, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, on Chavava Min Aleph, that a person is allowed to eat a snack outside the sukkah. Then we come to this Mishnah, and we bring a Mishnah of stories that Tanayim, that they didn't eat, that they didn't eat it outside the sukkah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rav Gamliel said to bring the snacks into the sukkah. So frak the Gemara, Maisa Listor, you're bringing a story to contradict what you just told me is the halacha. Says the Gemara, Chasuri Mechzer Vachi Katani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. that really a snack you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. However, in Bala Hachmir al Atzmai Machmir Velas Bei Mishum Yuara, if a person wants to be Machmir, he's allowed to, and it's not considered like he's being a Balgaiva, it's considered a good Chumrah. If a person wants to be Machmir, he's allowed to. Umaisa Nami, on that, the Mishnah is bringing a story. Umaisa Nami Vavulo Rabbi Yechem and Zakai Litim as a Tavshur, Gamliel Sheikai Savus, and we have the story. Va'amru Helum Lasukkah, and they said to bring it up to the Sukkah, so you see that you're allowed to be Machmir, and it's not a problem of Yura. And then the Mishnah brought the rest of the story. When they brought to Reb Tzadok the bread that was less than a kibetza, not like a mappa, he didn't wash the tilas adayim, so his hands were dirty, he put it into a mappa, he ate it outside the sukkah, and he didn't make berachas amazonim. Fracting Gemara now from and on the ending of the story that Hakabeta Ba'i Sukkah. It's mashma that the only reason why he didn't go into the sukkah, Reb Tzadok didn't go into the sukkah because it was less than a kabeta. It's mashma if it would be a kabeta, so then he would have gone into the sukkah. The question is that we mentioned two different shitas on Chavavam and Aleph with regards to what's considered a snack. Rabbi Yosef said 2-3 kabeta. Abayi said the amount a person puts into his mouth before going to the shir, which is a kabeta. So they both say that even a kibetza is considered a snack. Abayi said that's the end of the shir, but a beitza is considered a snack still. Rabbi Yosef said even 2-3 kibetza is considered a snack. So if so, this, that a kibetza is already considered a sudas kva, Reb Tzadok only didn't go into the sukkah because it was less than a kibetza, mashma if it would be already a kibetza, that's already more than a snack and you have to go into the sukkah, leima tiavi tiofted Rabbi Yosef Abayi, l'chayru, that's not like Rabbi Yosef and Abayi. So we have a tana, not like these Amorayim, says the Gemara. No, the diak is Dilma pachas mikabeitza netilu bracha leibai hakabeitza bai netilu bracha. All we see from the story is that if it would have been a kabeitza, so then things would have been different. It doesn't mean that everything would have been different. It could be just the other two factors would have been different. He would have washed his hands netilu sadaim. He would have made berachas amazon. But lav dafka does everything have to have been different? And so therefore, Abaye and Rabbi Yosef could say that in a chanami, even a kabeitza, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. The story just means to point out that because it was less than a kibetza, that's why he didn't wash his hands, and that's why he didn't make berachas amazon. Had it been a kibetza, so then he would have done those two things, but it could be he still could have eaten it outside the sukkah.